Getting back to HER2 and trastuzumab, can you talk about the work that you did with c-MYC, what it is and what you found?
Yeah, so the reason that we looked at the c-MYC was because c-MYC actually, we had any clue about what c-MYC does in a HER2 pathway, but because in a kind of a global screening of amplified genes in breast cancer in another trial called B28, which is a purely chemotherapy trial in node-positive patients, we looked at 27 different amplified genes based on array comparative genomic hybridization data.
And again, who did the assay?
We did the assay. But essentially what it did was to look at the literature from comparative genomic hybridization, compare that with expression array data to find candidate genes that when they are amplified had a high expression of the genes. So we pulled out 27 of them and developed a FISH probes for those, and then screened them in a clinical cohort of 1,900 patients in B28.
And that was all AC and Taxotere, essentially, right?
Right.
With or without Taxotere. Right. And what did you see there?
So what you found was that there were 7 genes or amplified genes that were prognostic in chemotherapy-treated patients. And when you did multivariate analysis with including all the other clinical variables, we found that there were 3 genes that remain significant or marginally significant that included HER2, c-MYC, and another gene in AP called HTPAP.
What about ER?
ER was not significant.
Right?
In that trial, it was not significant.
That's a whole other story, I guess.
Right,
huh?
Yeah, that's a whole other story.